All Cole could do was curl his knees up to his chest and try to cover his face. Then Peter started kicking him. To Cole, it felt as if a sledgehammer was striking his chest and arms. He rolled away, but the next kick caught him in the face and slammed his head back. He tasted blood. The world spun in lazy circles. The hammer kept hitting. "Stop!" Cole gasped. "Please stop!"
"Then fight, you coward!"
Peter screamed like a madman.
"I'm not going to fight you," Cole shouted as the next angry kick to his stomach took his breath away.
Then the kicking stopped. Cole opened his eyes in time to see Peter sink to his knees next to him, crying. Peter's body shook with great hiccuping sobs.
"Are you okay?"
Cole asked, grimacing from his pain.
"I'm scared," cried Peter. "I'm so scared. My thinking gets all mixed up and I feel like the whole world is falling on me."
Wincing, Cole sat up.
"How can I make you believe that you don't ever have to be scared of me again?"
"You just say that," Peter sobbed.
"Peter, I am not a bad person. I got mad at you because I was really mad at myself. I thought my dad beat me because I was worthless."
Cole paused.
"The dances, carving the totem, carrying the ancestor rock, touching the spirit bear, it was all the same thing. It was finding out who I really was."
"You're a jerk," Peter sobbed.
"That's what you are."
Cole fought back his own tears.
"I'm part of some big circle that I don't understand. And so are you. Life, death, good and bad, everything is part of that circle. When I hurt you, I hurt myself, too. I don't think I'll ever heal from what I did to you. But I'm sorry, Peter. I really am sorry."
Peter knelt, crying. His body bent forward. Cole, not knowing what else to do, wrapped his arms around Peter's shoulders. For a long time, Peter let himself be hugged, leaning back into Cole. And that was when it appeared. Not 20 feet away, it stood watching them. The spirit bear.
"Look,"
Cole whispered, letting go of Peter. Peter still sniffled, staring down at the ground.
"Look," Cole whispered louder, nudging him. "It's the spirit bear."
Peter raised his head and stared, his mouth open in amazement.
"Will it hurt us?"
he whispered.
"No," Cole whispered back. "We're not threatening it. You and I have both become invisible."
Peter looked at Cole, puzzled.
"Never mind. I'll explain later," Cole whispered.
For a full minute, the bear stood frozen in place, gazing at them. The chattering of a squirrel nearby echoed like thunder in the silence. Then, as suddenly as it had appeared, the spirit bear swung its massive head around and ambled away, vanishing ghost-like into the trees. Peter drew in a deep breath as if waking from a long sleep.
"Did we really see what I think we just saw?"
Cole smiled and shrugged. "They say there aren't any spirit bears here."
"But I saw one," Peter insisted. "Will anyone believe us?"
"It doesn't matter what other people think or believe," Cole said. "It's what you believe. That's what's important."